the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, so let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Magic show. It turned to a snake and it crawled around, but the Pharaoh still told him no, no, no. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. Moses went down to the river Nile and put a stick into the river a while. Now blood would flow where the water used to go, but the Pharaoh still told him no, no, no. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. So God sent frogs and bugs and boils and hail from out of the sky. But the Pharaoh says, no, you still can't go. So the firstborn children had to die. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. Moses led his people out of slavery and marched right through the sea. The Pharaoh sent his army right after the slaves, but his army ended up under the waves. Glug, 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 glug. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. Moses led his people through the parted Red Sea. Oh, won't you open for me? Oh, won't you open for me?
If you're on your way to heaven, clap your hands. If your sins are all forgiven, clap your hands. Point to heaven in the sky, then shake hands with one nearby. If the Lord can satisfy, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. If you're glad that you're a Christian, clap your hands. If you're on your way to heaven, clap your hands. If your sins are all forgiven, clap your hands. Point to heaven in the sky, then shake hands with one nearby. If the Lord can satisfy, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. If you're glad that you're a Christian, clap your hands.
I just love singing praises to Jesus. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible and Living Sound.
You don't think we should leave Jerusalem during the Passover?
Indeed, we should not. It might be considered disaffection and heresy.
You haven't forgotten that we have an appointment with the Master at Galilee after his resurrection?
I'm looking forward to it. And I suppose several hundred more people are too.
All who have accepted him as the Savior are invited. Passover week is ended. Let us go home to Galilee.
Oh, yes, I'm anxious.
This place brings back many memories. Pleasant, happy memories.
Thousands of people were fed by the Master from a few fishes and small loaves within sight of this place. Right over there.
Yes, it was out there that I lost sight of the Savior and started sinking in the water.
Remember when we were frightened by the storm and the huge waves, but that the Master, by a few softly spoken words, stilled the wind and the waves.
And was it not right at this very spot that Jesus stood and bade us cast the net on the other side of the boat? We did, and caught so many fish the net could not hold them all.
Let's go fishing now.
We could use the proceeds of a good night's fishing for food and clothes.
Our boat is in its accustomed place, the net too. This is far enough from shore, don't you think so, Peter?
Plenty. Is the net ready?
Ready, Peter.
Cast it out, then. I just assume we don't catch any fish. The evening is so beautiful and calm, wonderful. I'd rather just sit here and talk about the Master and the wonderful things he did and the lessons of truth he taught us.
Oh, it is a beautiful evening. The setting sun casting its rays on the tops of the mountains. I would never tire of remembering and meditating upon the things Jesus did and the great lessons he taught us right here on Galilee.
Many times since our Lord has risen, I have thought how fortunate we are. The religious leaders of Israel considered us unlearned because we attended not the school of the rabbis. But we have had over 3 years of instruction by the greatest of all teachers, the Son of God himself. Anything in the net yet, John?
Oh, don't be so anxious, Peter. We have all night. No fish yet, Peter.
So I see. Back in with the net.
We've labored almost all night, not a single fish.
But hasn't it been a beautiful, peaceful night?
Quiet and calm.
But we need provisions.
Yes, we do.
No, this hasn't been a very profitable night.
Oh, there is nothing in all creation more profitable than believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
We believe, Peter. We are his very own chosen disciples, remember?
Then let us talk of our absent Lord. Let us recall with joy the wonderful events we have witnessed during his ministry, right here beside this sea.
Some of the things are not so joyous to recall.
John, certainly you do not mean that about our Lord.
Oh, no. About me and the rest of us. That time, for instance, when we ran from the two men possessed with demons and left Jesus there all alone.
Well, there are many things about myself I do not wish to recall. Many, many foolish, sinful, terrible things. While we speak of sad things, let me pose a question. With the Master gone back to his Father, we will be without his presence, his guidance, his comforting smile and words. How can we possibly get along without him?
Without the Master, the prospect isn't very bright.
Dawn. A long night. Not one fish in our net.
There's a man on shore watching us. Greetings, stranger.
Children, have ye any food?
No, sir.
Cast the net on the right side of the ship.
Well, we may as well do as he suggests. It won't do any good, but it won't hurt anything.
I already see fish. Schools of them. Shall we pull in the net?
So soon?
No, we'll have some fish at least.
Ah, the net is full, more than full.
That stranger on shore, look. It is the Lord.
The Lord. I must go to him.
The other disciples come in the boat, dragging the net with fishes. When they reach the shore, they see a fire of coals and fish laid thereon, and bread. They are too amazed to question from whence come the fish and fire. Later, while the Savior eats with his disciples, he says to Peter,
Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than thy brethren?
Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.
Feed my lambs.
No boastful self-opinion of his devotion there. Again, the second time.
Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?
Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.
Feed my sheep.
Three times had Peter publicly denied his Lord. Three times he must publicly acknowledge his Lord.
Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?
Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee.
Feed my sheep.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to add these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
doing?
I'm building a tower. What's it look like I'm doing?
It looks like you're heading for that drugstore across the street.
Yes, that's what I do every day after school. You should know that.
But you always buy a candy bar there.
That's right.
Why?
Because I like candy bars, especially the ones with nuts.
But those aren't good for you. They have lots of calories and nothing to keep you from getting sick.
Want one?
Sam, I'm trying to make a point here. By going to that drugstore every day after school, you have formed an unhealthy habit.
I do want to be healthy.
Well, going there isn't going to help you very much, is it?
What should I do?
Make a new habit.
Like what?
Well, do you see Mr. Habib's fruit market over there by the bank?
Mr. Habib is a great guy. He can whistle two notes at the same time.
How about after school you go there instead of the drugstore?
Mr. Habib doesn't sell candy bars.
But he does sell apples, pears, and mangoes. They're sweet, delicious, and filled with things that will make you healthy. That way you can still buy an after-school snack. But your new habit won't rot your teeth and make you as fat as my Uncle Sydney.
What if I get hungry for a candy bar?
Then you eat an apple instead. Pretty soon, your brain will think, I'm hungry. I want an apple.
Okay, let's go see Mr. Habib. He's from Lebanon, you know. Do you think all people from Lebanon can whistle two notes at the same time?
We can ask him.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Boys and girls, this is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Chapter 6, Snakes and Bears. The shoebox kids were very hungry at breakfast the next morning. Maria kept looking at her brother while they ate. What am I going to do about Chris, she thought. Suddenly, Bonzo bounded out of the woods carrying a small branch. He hesitated a moment before running up to Jake. Get away with you. I'm eating, can't you see? Chris stuffed the last of his pancakes into his mouth and jumped up. Here, Bonzo. Here, boy. I'll throw it for you. Me too. Dee Dee jumped to her feet. While Dee Dee and Chris took turns throwing the branch for Bonzo, the others finished breakfast and helped with cleanup. As they packed the last storage box on the raft, Tony stepped into the clearing. She had a long, flat, very thin something hanging from her hands. What's that? Sammy asked. It looks like the skin of a snake. It is, Tony said, holding it up. You kids asked so many questions last night that I thought you'd like to see this. Ooh, that's long, Jenny said. Is that the kind of snake you were telling us about? Willie asked. Mm-hmm, Tony replied. It's the northern Pacific rattlesnake. Here, you can feel it. And take a good look at the colors and design in case you meet one of his relatives. Maria slowly reached out her hand and touched the skin. It's rough, isn't it? Willie felt the skin, looking closely at the pattern. Look at those big spots, he said to Sammy. They're sort of like big brown diamonds. I'm sure it was hard to see when it was on the ground. It's disguised well, isn't it? Tony began rolling it up. Its skin is the color of the dirt, and the diamond spots could look like rocks. Maybe I'll be able to find a dead rattler, Chris said, looking thoughtful. Then I could have a snake skin, too. No way, Jake said, shaking his head. Jake's right, Tony added. Snakes have been known to bite even when they were cut into pieces. Really? Dee Dee didn't believe that. Really, Jake said firmly. So don't go near them critters, not unless you got somebody like Tony with you. Hey, look, Willie said, pointing to the tail of the snakeskin just as Tony finished rolling it up. It's got rings on its tail like a raccoon. When Tony was finished showing the snakeskin, everyone but Maria scattered to do other things. What's wrong, Maria? Tony asked. You look awfully sad. Can I trust Tony? Maria thought. I have to talk to someone. Oh, Tony, I don't know what to do. I think Chris told my parents lies about me to get me into trouble, and I think he's telling all my friends bad things about me, too. I found part of a note he wrote. Maria fished a wrinkled piece of paper out of her pocket and handed it to Tony. Read that. Tony read, I fixed Maria. There's a piece of the note missing, Maria. I know, but read the rest. Tony continued, I told Mom and Dad. Tony frowned. I don't know if this is proof of anything bad, Maria. Has Chris ever lied about you before? No, Maria shook her head, but that doesn't mean anything. I knew no one would believe me, not even you. Maria took back the note and walked away. Soon Jake called to the kids gathered around Tony. All aboard for Rattlesnake River. He sounded like a railroad conductor. Next stop, Pebble Beach. So come get your fancy duds on. The kids said goodbye to Tony and Bonzo and ran to the raft. They wiggled into their rubber wetsuits and pulled on their helmets and life jackets. Soon they were all settled and ready for another day on the river. Just before they stopped for lunch a few hours later, Jeff steered their raft into a large, quiet pool. The kids looked at him with questions in their eyes. Jeff smiled and pointed. Bear, he said softly. The kids gasped as they saw a black bear helping himself to the berries near the shore. Maria felt a little shiver run down her back. None of them dared to say a word as the raft floated about 20 feet from the shore. Once the bear paused to look at them, but he went right back to eating. Back on the river, the kids chattered like magpies. Did you see that? A real bear, Chris exclaimed. He was kind of cute, Jenny added. I wish I could have petted him, Dee Dee said. Jake snorted. If you want to pet him, be sure to say goodbye to your arm first. Wow, was all Sammy could say, a smile stretched almost to both ears. Well, did he look like Bonzo, Jake asked. At first I thought so, Willie replied. Yeah, but his nose is longer, Chris added. Bonzo's is sort of squished in. And Bonzo's legs are longer, aren't they? Dee Dee asked. And Bonzo has a tail, Sammy said. Oh, that bear's got a tail, all right, Jake told him. It's just a mite shorter than that flag Bonzo waves around. Does Bonzo eat blackberries, Maria asked. Bonzo will eat most anything, but he doesn't like to pick them. Okay, hang on. We've got us one more rapids before we eat lunch. The raft suddenly picked up speed, rocked a few times, then whirled into the white water. Pebble Beach, straight ahead, Jeff called out above the noise of the rapids. A minute later, as the river turned, he steered the raft straight onto the beach. I'm going to do that one more time because I wasn't... A minute later, as the river turned, he steered the raft straight onto the beach. As Chris climbed out of the raft, he said, Why is it called Pebble Beach? Oh, Jake laughed. Yeah, too many pebbles to be called Sandy Beach. Maria crunched across the beach and dropped her load on a large flat rock Jake said they would use for a table. Then she wandered to the edge of the clearing and sat on a big log. What am I going to do about Chris? She said to herself. He still acts as if everything is fine. She stared at the river, but she didn't really see it. Her thoughts were all mixed up. After a while, a tear rolled out of each eye. What will I do? What kind of trouble will I be in when I get home? I didn't do anything. What a rotten birthday I'll have. Maria decided to pray. Bowing her head and closing her eyes, she said, Dear Jesus, please help me not to think bad things about Chris. Help me not to worry. She opened her eyes when she heard footsteps. Here, have a banana. Maria turned to find Dee Dee standing behind the log holding out a banana. I'm not hungry. Maybe it will help you feel better. Dee Dee put the banana into Maria's hand. Maria peeled the banana and took a bite. What do you think Chris told Dad about me? Maria's voice broke on the last word. Huh? You say Chris lied about you, but you don't even know what he said? Sounds strange to me. But I know he told Dad something about me. I just didn't hear all of it. Dee Dee looked at Maria, her eyebrows raised. What should I do? Maria asked. Ask Chris. Have you tried just talking to him?
The story you've heard today is a chapter of the Shoebox Kids, Book 11, Rattlesnake River Adventure, written by Sandy Zog, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. Kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.